This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Jackie Winters was born in Topeka, Kansas in 1937. After the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, the Winters family moved to Oregon, where wartime employment in the shipbuilding industry was rapidly expanding. Unable to reside in Portland, the family settled in Vanport, north of the city. The growing community of Vanport was created specifically to house shipyard workers and their families, about a quarter of whom were Black. Vanport was the largest public housing development ever created at the time, and by war's end, was Oregon's second largest city. On Memorial Day 1948, a devastating flood raised the Columbia River by 15 feet. Water engulfed Vanport and destroyed the city, leaving 18,000 people suddenly homeless. Many of the city's Black residents left Oregon. Those who remained, like the Winters family, relocated to Northeast Portland, the only place within the city where Blacks could reliably find housing. Jackie would attend Portland Public Schools for the rest of her childhood. After graduating high school, Winters hoped to attend business school, but found that she was denied entry because of her race. Instead, she took a job working in the records department at Oregon Health and Sciences University, where she managed patient medical files. After 10 years at OHSU, her work caught the attention of Governor Tom McCall, who recruited her to serve as supervisor of the Office of Economic Opportunity's New Resources Program. In 1979, Winters was appointed ombudsman by Governor Victor Attié. During that service, she helped create the Oregon Food Share Program, the first statewide nonprofit food sharing network. In 1998, she decided to run for office and won a seat in the Oregon House of Representatives representing Salem. In 2002, she became an Oregon State Senator, and in 2017 and 2018, Winter served as Oregon Senate Minority Leader. She would hold her Senate seat until her death in 2019 of lung cancer. A Republican, Winters sometimes made policy decisions that disappointed Oregon's African-American community. Winters described herself as a, quote, fiscal conservative with a heart, end quote. Although she was critical of spending programs, she helped pass a number of laws that advanced racial equality and fought food insecurity. Winters was lauded by her colleagues on both sides of the aisle, which allowed her to champion causes supported by both Democrats and Republicans. The last major piece of legislation she sponsored was a criminal justice bill which changed sentencing requirements for juvenile offenders. The bill passed with bipartisan support. In addition to her career in public service, Winters was a president of the Salem chapter of the NAACP, the owner of Jackie's Ribs Restaurant in Salem, and a co-founder of Oregon Black Pioneers. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.